random events. Rain. Rain helped crops grow, and farmers had to wait for rain to plant new crops. Strong storm. A strong storm could damage crops and buildings. Most houses leaked. Farmers spent a lot of time trying to patch holes in their homes and tobacco houses. Flood. Floods usually happened in the rainy spring season. Buildings or crops that were too close to rivers and marshes might be damaged or even destroyed by floods. Planting or building on hills could protect farmers from floods. Drought. Crops needed water to grow. A long period of time without rain meant that farmers had to carry water from the nearest freshwater stream or river. This was very difficult, even impossible. Some crops would die during a drought. Snow. There was no such thing as a snow day in early Maryland. A light snowfall in December, January, or February probably didn't slow a farmer down much. Snow might have caused damage to a building, fence, or boat, but the chance of that was rare. Heavy snow. A heavy snow or ice storm could cause a flimsy building to collapse. Livestock might have trouble in a heavy snowstorm, and it was hard for them to keep their homes warm in extremely cold weather. Brrr. Disease. Seasoning. During their first year in Maryland, almost everyone became sick from diseases, such as malaria, influenza, dysentery, and typhoid fever. Some people even died from these illnesses. Even if they survived the seasoning, most people died before reaching age 50. Livestock disease. Farmers were so busy working in the crop fields that they often ignored their animals. A sick chicken, cow, or pig could easily die. They didn't have medicine or doctors to care for them. Wild animal attack. Wolves could easily attack and kill the animals on a farm since they didn't have barns to protect them. Deer, rabbits, and other wild animals could ruin crops if proper fences weren't in place. Livestock reproduce. How well animals like cows, pigs, and chickens did on plantations was partly due to luck. A lot could go wrong. When they survived and had babies, it was a very good thing. A farmer's family ate better when the farm animals were healthy. They could even sell live animals to neighbors if they had more than they needed for their own supply of milk, butter, eggs, beef, chicken, and pork. Livestock wander. In 17th century Maryland, pigs and cows were not kept in pens as they were in England. Instead, animals foraged in the woods for food and would sometimes wander off a farmer's land. To identify his animals from those of his neighbors, a colonist marked the ears of his pigs and cows with a symbol or pattern. These earmarks were the only way for a farmer to prove that he owned a pig or cow that strayed onto someone else's land. Livestock lost in the marsh. Animals sometimes got stuck or mired in the marshes. Farmers wouldn't always know when this happened. A mired animal could easily starve or be killed by wolves. Worms attack crops. Farmers had to carefully search each plant for worms during the summer and early fall. If they didn't keep the worms under control, they could destroy a whole crop in a few days. Exceptional harvest. If all went well through the spring and summer growing seasons, a lucky farmer might have a very large harvest. That meant more food and more money from selling crops. Harvesting crops meant cutting down the corn and tobacco plants and picking any fruits and vegetables in the kitchen garden. Farmers would then hang the tobacco leaves in their tobacco houses until they were ready to pack in hogsheads or barrels. Corn was also dried and stored. Unite with nearby settlers to build mill. A mill made it possible for farmers to grind more corn faster. Without a mill, grinding corn was very tiring and boring work. It also took a lot of time. First, they had to soak the kernels in water for a few hours to soften them. Then they pounded them into meal, fine grains of corn, and sifted out the shell. A farmer ate about 4.5 cups of cornmeal every day. Crops to market. Tobacco and extra corn crops were usually packed on ships and sold to England. This was the main way that farmers made money to buy supplies, such as clothing and shoes. If they sold a lot of crops, they were more comfortable and better likely to survive the winter months. Building collapses. The wooden structures that farmers built were not very stable. A strong storm or heavy snowfall could cause a building to collapse. Farmers could reuse the wood for a new building. Boat sinks. A heavy rain could swamp a boat and make it sink. A hole in the boat could also make it sink. Crops are damaged. Heavy rain, worms, floods, and drought were just a few of the things that could damage or ruin a crop. Crop damage was a serious problem, since farmers relied on their crops for food and to make a living.